Today was the day. I smiled as I sipped a cup of coffee. It was a very big step for me. I was not only going to try something new, I was going to put myself in the limelight.
Hey there. What's the emergency?
Max sat down across from me at the table. I looked at him over the top of my coffee mug. Even with messy hair and a simple sweatshirt, he managed to look handsome. I didn't say it was an emergency. I laughed and set down my coffee mug. I waved to the waitress so she would know there was another order to take.
You said you had a big announcement. That sounds like an emergency to me.
Max met my eyes across the table.
So spill it.
What can I get for you?
The waitress asked.
Just a coffee, black. With maybe a little milk, maybe a little sugar.
He pinched his fingertips together to show a small amount.
Okay.
She turned and walked away.
You know that when you order a coffee black with milk and sugar, you're actually ordering a coffee with milk and sugar, right?
I tried not to grin.
A little bit.
He shook his head.
Now stop trying to change the subject. Tell me what you're up to this time.
I'm going to try to land a role as an extra in a movie. I smiled as his eyes widened.
You're doing what?
He raised an eyebrow. The waitress set a mug of coffee down in front of him. Max ignored it, keeping his focus on me.
I'm going to try to be an extra in a movie.
I took another sip of my coffee to hide the nervous smile on my lips.
Why would you want to do that?
I told you about it almost 2 weeks ago.
You did?
He frowned.
I think I would have remembered that.
Well, you were half asleep while we were watching The Love Bug.
Oh. Well, that doesn't count then.
He took a sip of his coffee.
So you found a movie to try out for?
Yes. It's shooting locally. I mean, I'm sure there will be tons of people there trying to be extras, so I doubt I will actually get picked. I shrugged and sat back in my chair.
Why do you do that?
He leaned forward slightly and met my eyes.
Do what? Doubt yourself.
I realized I was in for one of Max's lectures / pep talks. He'd been a fantastic source of support for me while I was meandering my way through my journey to becoming a bolder and braver, if not a bit skinnier, woman. However, sometimes his lectures left me more than a little confused. There was always something kind in the way that Max spoke to me, but he didn't pull any punches when he felt he had a point to get across.
I'm just being realistic.
I picked up my coffee mug. I hoped that would signal to him that the discussion was settled. Max had a one-track mind, so I wasn't surprised when he continued on the same topic.
Why bother doing it if you're just going to doubt it?
He shook his head.
If you're going to do this, if it's what you want for whatever reason, then you have to go all in. You can't just show up. You have to show up with a bang.
A bang? I smiled at him. What do you suggest?
I suggest that you show off your sunny personality and make sure that you don't hide off in some corner.
He wagged his finger at me.
I know you too well, Sammy. Just showing up is not the same as trying out.
Maybe you should come with me to make sure that I try hard enough.
I would love to, but I can't. I have to meet with some friends from work for drinks tonight.
He rolled his eyes as if it were the most tedious task he'd ever been forced to endure.
What's the problem with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. But I don't have a lot in common with these people. I wish work life and private life could just stay separate.
Oh, so you're worried they're going to discover that outside of work you're a real ladies' man? I grinned at him. He looked away from me with some annoyance before giving in and smiling back.
Well, the stories that could be told would certainly surprise them all, he said.
I only wish I could be there to share those stories with them.
You wouldn't.
He glared at me.